Breaking news. This isn't the Big Fatty's little show. This is just a Taste Like Burning mini episode thing. I mean, there are shows that I listen to that are blatant copies of other shows that I listen to. And those shows I tend to kind of get mad at because I sit there and I'm like, you're a cheap version of blah, and you're just ripping these people off. Some shows I listen to and no one's really talking about anything. And I mean, literally, like, they're not talking about anything.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You're a cheap version of blah.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1715 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of August 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some more voice letters, and I'm going to do these scratch-offs, and we're going to talk about Coon. Hello, Cobbers.
Big Fatty, does that have anything to do? No.
No, that does not have anything to do with J.C. Marple and Cobber. No. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Cobbers today, because y'all, I've got an article here, and I'm not going to tell you about it right yet, but y'all, there's an article in the newspaper, 10 fresh ways to dress your cone on the cob. And y'all, you might want to get yourself a pencil, because some of these sound pretty damn good if you like the cone on the cob. And some of them are vulgar. They're just, well, I don't know if they're vulgar, but they're just weird, y'all. They're just weird.
That is perfect for this show, then.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 20th of August, y'all, it is a very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal, because y'all, it's one of the number one fans of the BFO. It's the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, you know him. He's one of the most nicest and most generous people out there in Pride 48 land. And y'all, it is none other than that Moose Pee.
Big Fatty, that sounds like some sort of animal urination.
No. Oh, this is Moose Pee, and Moose Pee is up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki, and y'all, I just gotta say, if there's someone who is sweeter and more generous and more caring, and y'all, he's a little off also.
Really? What a horrible thing to say.
Well, y'all, he listens to the BFO. More than each episode more than once. So y'all, there's something a little off there.
Big Fatty, there's something off with everybody that listens to the BFO.
Well, that's probably true. So maybe he's not off after all. He's just, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, if you see Moose Pee on the 20,
Big Fatty, you fucked it up.
On the Twitty or the Face Space or whatever the hell else that Moose Pee is on, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Big Fatty, do you think that his bunnies will make him a nice cake?
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you Big Fatty.
It's me, tired ass Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
How are you? I guess I should say, well, hello, everyone. I'm just calling with your boiled peanut update, mostly. I just want to point out to all of your listeners, this won't ever make it on the air. By the air, I mean your little show, that I brought in one of those gallon Ziploc bags full of grilled peanuts. Ooh, I'm passing the death hotel where Larry Klein almost got murdered. Out back of the Days Inn, the murder shack. I brought in a whole big gallon bag of boiled peanuts. Now, I had 5 or 6 peanuts. Went to get them to have some the next day on Tuesday, giving the finger to the murder shack, and the bag was almost empty. Now, as I brought them out, people were like, oh, you have boiled peanuts? Oh, you have boiled peanuts? So obviously, they didn't even know that they were in there, which means you ate about 2/3 of a gallon of boiled peanuts. Now, Big Fatty, I'm not one to judge, but you may have gone a little bit overboard with my mediocre boiled peanuts. But that's all you get for your birthday around the coal mine, so that's all I got. I am on my way to, well, I'm in the Florida, and I just wanted to say that, ooh, I've got to get off over in this exit only, y'all. I found the hotel for the night. It's at the Jack's Beaches exit. That Big Fatty, please feel free to tell everyone about my coupon sort of day, where I probably saved $1,000 with the coupon / warrant. So anyway, everyone, you're fat, and this is Larry H. Vader getting the hell away from Big Fatty. Gotta go. Oh, do I turn? Oh, dear Lord, this is what happens when you say, I don't need the GPS, I can find it. And clearly, not so sure. Oh, that's the Philip Reynolds, R.J. Reynolds factory. Philip Morris, whatever. Oh, Lord. Big Fatty would love for me to hang up. Yeah, here's the button.
Yeah, that's it. Yo, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Yo, Vader went down to the Florida last week, and that was his first of several calls on his trip down there. And y'all, he mentioned a couple of things. First of all, the peanuts. Big Fatty is guilty as charged. Y'all, I hadn't had boiled peanuts, and I can't tell you when. But y'all, that is good. That is good. He boiled them with the Zatarain's shrimp boil mix, and y'all, it was just lovely. And Big Fatty stuffed his pie hole or his peanut hole. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. With the boiled peanuts, y'all, and I make no apologies. No apologies. Yes, Big Fatty. Except to my pants, which were been a little tight over the week. Anyway, the other thing that Vader mentioned was a coupon. Y'all, he had to take what does he call his car? Big Fatty, I think it's called the Jalopy. He had to take the Jalopy to get some new tires, and y'all, he went in there and they said, oh, and he wanted some sort of serpentine belt and there's several other different things, and they said, oh, Vader, these tires are under recall. We'll replace those for free. And y'all, then there was something else. This is covered under the warranty also. So we'll replace that just for labor. We can fix this too for only labor. And y'all, he saved hundreds of dollars. So y'all, he clearly had enough money to go buy some more peanuts. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Why don't I have a theme song? So I'm just calling with your Barbara Boulevard update. I wanted to let you know that the new auto mall there at the Barbara Boulevard and the Sofa Mart and Denver Mattress Store have opened. And, you know, Barb loves a truck and a good mattress, I suppose. So it all makes perfect sense to me. Also, I didn't really plan the gas situation very well, and I had to stop for the bad gas, not the good gas, because you know how we do sometimes. You know better than to stop, but you need gas. Ooh, 2 miles until the exit. I love a flashing sign that says, fat person, you've only got 2 miles. You better get in the right lane. But anyway, the bad gas was at the Dairy Queen. Now, admittedly, if you eat the food from the Dairy Queen, you do get bad gas. But this is just the overpriced, charging more because you're using a credit card, gas, Exxon or something, say mobile, the mobile station. So I had to go in for a receipt because the machine was pretty funny. It was almost like my card didn't work or something. And so I was like, I better go in and make sure it did before I like drive away. And of course it did. And I got the receipt. But right next to that, I could get, wait for it, a dip cone. So I hear that dip cones are often hard to come by, so I just went ahead and got myself a dip cone and set the market line to date it. So I don't know any of your listeners that like those, but if they do, suck it, bitches, because Miss Horty got a dip cone at the gas station.
Yeah, I got to see all that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the Barbara Boulevard update. You know, you were saying you don't have your own what is it, theme song? Maybe we'll find a nice, since you're always reporting on the Barbara Boulevard, we'll find a nice Dinah Shore song for that to be your theme song. It's just silly.
Chevrolet. Big fatty, it's me, Larry Vader, and my non-jalopy again.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I'm on my way back to the Charleston this Sunday, a little afternoon. And, we're a little more than halfway home. And we stopped for the lunch, because, fat people got to eat. And, we thought of you. Well, first we thought of Miss Bacon when we stopped for yet another dip cone, which are plentiful around here. But after change lanes here, probably should not be voice lettering Big Fatty and driving 80 miles an hour, but that's how we do. So anyway, I stopped for the lunch and pulled in and pulled up next to a car, and you don't really pay attention because, I was looking for the spot under the tree because, we wanted to make sure that the trunk stayed nice and cool since we had our portable electronic devices and our deodorant in there. It melts. These things melt. I was checking my e-letters and whatnot. It's illegal. It's illegal to text and drive. And I'm very conscious about these things. And look up and realize I parked next to the purple PT Cruiser convertible with the turbo graphic on the side, the flames on the hood, and the NOS sticker on the window. And I immediately thought of you because, and it was also blaring the Christian rock music. And the driver was fast. And so I immediately thought of you and decided that I should call and give you the dip cone update. And that is pretty much that there are a lot of dip cones, and I went ahead and did my best to sample most of them, including a cone in a cup with coffee. And I don't really know. It was like a float, but with that hard shell. I don't even know. But it was $5, but it was delicious. So anyway, you're fat, and unfortunately, I have to see you in the coal mine this week. All right, hang this up.
Big Fatty, he's sounding more and more like Miss Bacon every day. It's true. It is just you. First of all, Veda, thank you so much for the dip cone update. That's lovely. And I know Miss Bacon is jealous. He's green. She's green with envy. Green with envy, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm surprised that Miss Bacon didn't call. Well, Miss Bacon did call, but we're going to save her four calls for later this week. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I hope I can get to these scratch-offs before the end of today's little show, but we're just going to have to play it by ear. Big Fatty, is that a takeoff on what you're about to read? Yes, I'm about to read about ears of cone. Y'all, there's recipes here in the newspaper. It says it's hard to improve on the delicious simplicity of summer perfect cone on the cob slathered with butter. But we figured we'd give it a try anyway. Here's a list starting Use our list as a starting point to see how many directions you can go with your cone. Y'all, the first one is a blue cheese chive butter. Y'all, that just sounds lovely. Mix 4 tablespoons of softened butter with 4 tablespoons of crumbled blue cheese. Stir in 2 tablespoons of finely chopped chives and a half teaspoon of ground pepper. Spread on hot cone on the cob. Y'all, the Old Bay boil is number 2. Bring a large pot of water to a boil and season heavily with Old Bay seasoning, and then serve with butter and sprinkle with additional Old Bay. Big Freddy. Spreadable bacon. Big Freddy, now we know why you wanted to read this. It's true. Cook 1 slice of bacon per ear of cone in a food processor. Crumble the bacon and process until finely chopped. Add a tablespoon of butter per ear and a pinch of salt and black pepper and a half teaspoon of balsamic vinegar. Spread on the hot cone on the cob. Y'all, that just sounds lovely. Herb vinaigrette in a small bowl. Whisk together 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, a hefty pinch of salt and black pepper, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, and 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh thyme. Drizzle over the cone. Almond tarragon, and I'm sure Dr. Stone will love this one. Spread a half cup of ground almonds on a rimmed baking sheet.
Big Freddy, that sounds vulgar.
Bake at 350 until golden and toast it about 8 minutes. Allow to cool and mix in 2 tablespoons of finely chopped fresh tarragon and 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. Coat each hot ear with butter and then roll in the almond tarragon mixture. Big Freddy, this sounds good. Y'all, here's the weird one. Toasted marshmallow. Husk 6 ears of cone, skewer with long skewers, and coat lightly with a cooking spray. Grill over a medium-high grill until tender and lightly charred, turning frequently. Spread each ear of cone with a couple of tablespoons of marshmallow fluff. Turn the grill flame up or use a campfire and toast the marshmallow on all sides. Y'all, that just sounds weird. Smoked feta and pepper. Finely crumble a half cup of smoked feta cheese. Mix in 2 tablespoons of finely chopped pickled jalapeno peppers. Coat each hot ear of cone with butter, then roll in the cheese and pepper mixture. Y'all, here's another one. Jerk grilled.
Big Freddy Vulgar.
Whisk together 1 tablespoon of water, 2 tablespoons of molasses. Using a pastry brush, lightly coat 4 ears of cone with the molasses mixture and sprinkle all over with purchased or home jerk seasoning. Grill over indirect heat on a well-oiled grate until tender. Y'all, there's one here for chili lime. Also, spread cooked ears of cone on a platter, sprinkle with fresh lime juice and finely grated lime zest, ground cumin, minced serrano chili, and salt.
Big Freddy, let's go get some cone. It's Mother Nature's GPS system, right, Squeaky Kitty? Oh, yes, I want the marshmallow.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Having a suits meeting later tonight, so y'all, I'll maybe have some new information for you on tomorrow's little show. And Gus Chad, I swear I'm going to get to these scratch-offs, because y'all, one of them is complicated. I've got to read the directions again. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Tim from the Taste Like Burning, and he was talking about Burr Carter and how boring Big Fatty is, and how Big Fatty likes to just... what was that other thing? What was that other thing you said about a Big Fatty?
You're a cheap version of Blah.
Oh, I don't know, Big Fatty. Blah's pretty cheap.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.